This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari inaugurates MBBS program in Jumla. Five candidates vying for party presidency in 14th General Convention of Nepali Congress. And U.S. President Joe Biden reaches out to tornado-affected U.S. states. Now, the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has officially inaugurated the much-awaited MBBS program in Jumla. After laying the foundation stone of an educational building upon reaching Jumla, she inaugurated MBBS and other educational programs. According to Registrar of Karnali Academy of Health Sciences, Nripendra Mahat, the educational programs were inaugurated by unveiling the copper plates of MBBS, B-Pharma, BNS and other educational programs. According to Registrar Mahat, Minister of State for Health, Bhavani Prasad Khapung, Karnali Province Chief, Tilak Pariyar, Vice Chairman of the Medical Education Commission and other high-ranking officials were present in the inauguration ceremony along with the President. The Nepali Congress cadres are currently busy soliciting votes for their leaders to win the election at 14th General Convention. There will be five candidates for the post of President. Secretary of Nepali Congress Election Committee Jagannath Shrestha confirmed Yuvraj Neupani of Gorkha, who had registered his candidature for party president, withdrew his candidature. Incumbent party president and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, Deputy President Bimalendra Nidhi, former General Secretary Prakash Man Singh, Central Member Dr. Shekhar Koirala and Central Member Kalyan Kumar Gurung have filed nominations for the post of the party president. Meanwhile, the time allotted by the Election Commission to withdraw the candidature has expired. The committee has set a time of 12:30 p.m. for withdrawal of the candidature. Presidential candidates Deoba and Dr. Koirala have proposed a panel in all the elected posts, while Nidhi, Singh and Gurung have not formed a full panel. The final name list of the candidates would be published today itself, while the voting will start from 8 a.m. tomorrow. Voting will take place at Bhrikuti Mandap and Rashtriya Sabhagriha. There will be 29 types of ballot papers in the polling, and ballot papers of different sizes and colors will be arranged according to the number of candidates and post. Voting will take place to elect one chairperson, two deputy chairpersons, two general secretaries, and eight joint general secretaries from among the office bearers of the Congress Central Working Committee. The treasurer will be elected from among the elected central members. A vote will also take place for the central members in various categories. The CPN-UML's Central Committee meeting for the second day has kicked off at Bhaktapur-based German Home Hospitality under the chair of K.P. Sharma Oli. The first day of the meeting has decided on 9 agendas, and today's session is expected to conclude the remaining 6 issues. As said by Party Deputy General Secretary Pradeep Gewali, nomination of the Central Committee, formation of the Politburo and Standing Committee and work allocations of central members are among the issues to be dealt by today's meeting. One person was killed and two others were injured when a motorcycle and a scooter collided near Bihani Pump of Gajuri Rural Municipality 2 along the Prithivi Highway this morning. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Jageshwar Bhandari, said the accident took place when a motorcycle and a scooter collided head-on and a motorcycle was hit by an incoming truck. The deceased has been identified as a 33-year-old Sukhbahadur Chepang of Benighat Rorang Rural Municipality 10. Traffic was blocked for an hour after the accident on the highway and has been restored after the removal of vehicles that met with the accident. Likewise, two people have been seriously injured after being attacked by a wild bear in Baitari district. The injured have been identified as a 32-year-old Mahesh Rambhul and 40-year-old Kamala Chanda of Pancheshwar Rural Municipality 5. According to District Police Office spokesperson Bodhraj Oza, the bear attacked them while they were cutting grass in the forest near the house on Saturday afternoon. The injured are undergoing treatment at Baitari District Hospital. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today, and partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. Currently, there is no significant weather system active in Nepal. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the maximum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is 19.8 degrees Celsius today, and the minimum temperature has dropped to 5 degrees Celsius, making it the coldest day of the year. Meteorologist Manju Basi said that the temperature has dropped across the country along with Kathmandu and it will continue to drop. The division has requested to take necessary precautions to avoid cold as the temperature is dipping across the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. Cuban Interior Minister has said two people have died after a speedboat carrying 23 migrants sank off the coast of Cuba on Saturday. The ministry said coast guards reached the castaways of a half-sunk speedboat registered in the United States, overloaded with people and in bad weather. The bodies of two men were recovered while two minors, seven women and 12 other men were rescued. Last May, two Cuban migrants died and 10 others were reported missing at sea as they attempted to reach the shores of Florida in the U.S. Similarly, rescuers are searching for seven crew members who have gone missing after their cargo ship sank earlier on Sunday morning off the coast of Yantai City in eastern China. So far, three people have been rescued and four others were found dead. A rescue helicopter and a rescue vessel have been dispatched to search for the missing crew members. U.S. President Joe Biden has said the government will do everything it possibly can to help central areas of the country devastated by the tornadoes. Mr. Biden has signed a federal emergency disaster declaration releasing funds for Kentucky, the worst affected state. He said the storms were among the largest in the U.S. history. More than 70 people died in Kentucky in Friday night storms, and the death toll is expected to rise above 100. Tens of thousands of people in the state of Kentucky are without power and water. At least 12 people died as tornadoes wreaked havoc in other states, including six in an Amazon warehouse in Illinois. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Bidya Devi Bhandari inaugurates MBBS program in Jumla. Five candidates vying for the party presidency in 14th General Convention of Nepali Congress. And U.S. President Joe Biden reaches out to tornado-affected U.S. states. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.